podcast. Not every day we get to play a bit of Maya. Yeah.
Case of the X. And it's for good reason, because we're talking about exes, in particular Justin Bieber, Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr. We've spoken a lot about this morning. It's huge news in Hollywood. Apparently Justin Bieber was hooking up with Miranda Kerr a couple of years ago. Now that Orlando was split with Miranda, they're still friends, see?
Yeah, exactly. Doing it for a little flinny boy, the baby.
But I don't think Orlando's a big fan of Justin, because they have been spotted out and about. They bumped into each other. It looks like out the front of a restaurant. We've got the video on our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ, of Orlando punching Justin. Now, the rumours say Justin saw Orlando and he said to him, "Tell Miranda I said what's up."
Oh, ouch. Very big ouch, especially if all those rumours were actually in fact true. Because what's Miranda saying about it?
Yeah, she's been tight-lipped. She's denying that anything ever happened with the Biebs. Considering he was 18 back when they apparently were together, she's probably pretty embarrassed about it. So look, I can see how this has all been a little embarrassing for them all. But now it's been taken to the next level. Justin Bieber has taken Instagram again, because we know he uploaded a photo of Miranda Kerr the other day and then deleted it. He's now uploaded a photo of Orlando Bloom crying.
Oh, this is getting hot. This is honestly going to be the biggest story you hear today. How will Orlando Bloom react? What's he going to do to get back at Justin Bieber? But this is honestly popcorn material.
I'm just so excited hearing about this. I can't wait to see what happens next. But the whole awkward encounter with your ex, like how Justin said, "Tell Miranda what's up," and then he got punched by Orlando. Like, it's really embarrassing, especially when you run into your ex or your partner's ex. Things can sometimes go astray.
Well, we want to talk about that this morning right now on 13, 12, 16. Awkward encounters with the ex. Come on, EJ, you've got that many. You're bound to have a story or six.
I actually don't have that many, but my ex-boyfriend, all the time, his ex-girlfriend would call him in the middle of the night on his phone, and I'd be the one that would be woken up by it. So I'd be like, "Go away. Please stop ringing." And I'd hang up the phone, and she was like, "Sorry. Wrong number." Yeah, right.
So cattiness, EJ. So catty.
Imagine if you were woken up by 2 a.m. in the morning by someone's ex.
It's probably a booty call, but then again, you're already in that relationship with your new partner, so she should know her limits.
Surely you've had a story or two, Brownie.
Where do I begin, EJ? Which one do you want to hear? Like a most recent one or one from like 10 years ago?
Oh, whatever. Mix it up.
There was this ex a couple of years ago, right? We weren't exactly together. We weren't at all. You know, it was just, you know, one thing led to another and we were just sort of like hooking up as you do. And anyway, you know, the relationship kind of fizzled out a little bit. But then there was like a very awkward encounter when we were out at the pub one night. I was with my mates and she was with hers.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, she comes up and she's screaming at me.
Oh.
It's like, why don't you want me? Why don't you return my calls? Where have you been?
Oh, no.
It was never going to work out between us in the first place. I'm like, we never were in a relationship in the first place. I didn't want anything. So what are you doing here?
Too much. I'm buckling under pressure.
Yes. So very awkward encounter had.
Look, and he's not the only one with crazy exes.
It is a case of running into the ex, and that's what we're talking about this morning on 13, 12, 16. We do have up for grabs a double pass to the Gladstone show. Emily's called through. You had a run-in, right?
Yes, I actually work with my ex.
How does that go?
Yeah, it's fun. I guess.
Not convincing, Emily. Okay, so in what sort of capacity do you work? Do you work close with each other every day, all day?
We work in childcare. I met my boyfriend in childcare, well, ex now. And, yeah, he has little snippets at me and stuff in staff rooms as I'm going past. And
Now, is this a recent breakup or is this something that happened a while ago?
Probably about 5-6 months ago.
Right.
Oh, no. You're not his boss, are you?
No, I'm just co-worker.
All right.
Good, good.
Well, best of luck. Hopefully you can work it out. And hold the line because you're in the draw for those tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well done to Emily.
Congratulations.
It would be awkward working with an ex, wouldn't it? Imagine if we started dating and then we had to come to work every day.
God, not even in our worst nightmares would we date each other. I said our, not being
mean. Yeah, you're thinking collectively. That's right too, because I can't date you. You're too much of a handful. I've had some creepy exes in the back, but you're just nah.
I'd be too good, too much. That's what you mean, right?
Exactly that. You're a wonderful girl, and Mark has a great catch with you. You're not as crazy as I thought.
Yeah, well, that's debatable.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.